a lot of feedback from Real Job of, wow, you guys and Randy are really good. And I'm like, no, Randy's really good.
Exactly.
Randy's amazing. He just sits there and goes,
when you get a chance to play with the first string, it's funny how your stats get better, isn't it?
And it's like, but, you know, how did you think up all those questions? Because I was staring at Randy and I have baseball in my brain all the time.
Exactly.
That's all I have.
Just chatting with him.
Just good chatting. Okay. I wanted to start this because now I'm teetering. NBA games are, let's see, what do we have? They are the NBA schedule.
Friday.
You get Chicago and Miami to face Milwaukee, and you get Oklahoma City and Minnesota to face the Denver Nuggets. Okay. I thought I was pretty cool with the whole play-in games, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm up on top here now. It just seems like wasted space.
There's different stories, of different things coming through with this. But I mean, the Bulls coming back from 19 points.
Yep. And I think the best story is Oklahoma City. You're not going to want to play Oklahoma City in the next couple of years.
Okay, you know what? The guys that I work with that are the NBA honks, if you will, that they talk about, one kid, and he's the one that won our Don is his name, Donnie. He won our NCAA bracket pool, which was horrific.
I was going to say, that makes him the biggest loser winner.
He picked one more in the round of 32, I think, than everyone else did. But anyway, he was on he was on a rant today about, you got to watch out for OKC. Once it starts rolling, they're gonna roll on.
They are. Well coached. Everybody knows about Sharis Alexander, if that's how Alexander's last name. He Jigaris or something
there
like that. Amazing player. Mine is Josh Giddey. 6'7", 6'8", point guard. Almost had a triple-double last night. And everybody forgets they have who a lot of people thought was going to be Rookie of the Year. Chet Holmgren comes back next year. And they're going to have a two picks in the top 15 because of trades, so they're getting it done, and it's going to be fun. That'll be, Oklahoma City used to be when they had all their players. I mean, they were the stuff, and then Westbrook and Harden and all those guys and Durant wanted out because it was Oklahoma City, and I have to be very honest. I don't think I've been to Oklahoma City. Who's Oklahoma City? Because where does the Sooners? Where are the Sooners from? Oklahoma Sooners. Is it Oklahoma? It's not Oklahoma City.
I didn't think it was.
I didn't think it was either.
I want to say Stillwater, but I don't think.
I think it is Stillwater. You are right. Okay, so yeah, I've never been to Oklahoma City, so I. Okay, and then
I haven't, but I know the family's passed through it. Said it was a beautiful town to go through.
Oh my gosh! You know what? I'm gonna get hit for that because I think when we were coming back from Florida, don't they have a really gorgeous AAA team right off that's on the backside of a hotel.
I was not there, but the group said it's a beautiful town. They went through the monument and everything.
Yeah, I think women's softball is played in Oklahoma City as well. So I forgive you. Oklahoma City, I actually love your town because I guarantee you if Aaron's listening, he's going to yell at me because that's where we stayed at when we came home. But I don't know how. You know, I just don't know how much I'm into the games.
I'm
not going to kill him for it.
Not having my phone remind me, hey, the games are on. So, but still, again, and it's for us to say that is one thing. But we do have, like I said, my sons, my nephews, coworkers, things like that. There's excitement.
Oh yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal too. Zach, Andrew, love the NBA. That's going to be an interesting game, Chicago and Miami. Miami did not play well the night before, and I think Oklahoma City makes it because I don't think the Timberwolves are very good, but they do get Rudy Gobert back. But from the sounds of things, I don't know if the team hates the guy that was calling him names and then got hit for it, or they just dislike Rudy Gobert, who they spent a lot of draft capital for. That's going to be a difficult one. we didn't really talk about this yesterday, but so odds in the Eastern Conference. Bucks are plus 120. Celtics are plus 175. The Cavaliers are plus 1,600. The Knicks were plus 5,000. The funny one was the Raptors were plus 800, and they gone.
Yeah.
I think, and I agree, and we do talk in reverence to Nick Nurse on this show.
Yes,
I do not think that Nick Nurse is going to be the coach of the Toronto Raptors next year.
No, I think both sides of that equation are okay with that.
And he'll be unemployed for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say a blink.
And I think a person that may come back up there to take that job to try to reconcile his career would be, and I'm going to have to look the name up, but the gentleman that got let go from the Celtics because of some
improprieties.
Yes.
Some
shenanigans.
Back office shenanigans. Yes.
So
I think it was actually front office shenanigans. Right. So.
And yeah. And that would, excuse me. I think that would be good for both of them. Somebody's going to get Nick Nurse, who can turn a not a very good team into a good team and turn a good team into a great team. So curious to see what happens. And Nick did it the right way. I mean, player, G League. I mean, he worked his way through the system. So pretty excited about that.
Yeah, he was here for quite a while.
Yeah.
Won the G League title with him. Yeah.
I don't think there's good money on the Eastern side on long shots. You may get some on the West side. The West side, Suns are plus 200. I don't know if you can trust them. Denver's plus 340. I think Denver's really good. It just to see how they play in big games. That's not a bad. I mean, you put 100 down to get 340 and you get the Nuggets. I mean, that's for a number one seed. It's not even the lowest odds on the Western side.
It just goes to show you that it's obviously they want, they're drawing the money with that or whatever, but it's not a, I wouldn't say that it's a sure thing.
Me neither. The Warriors are plus 500. The Grizz are plus 600. And the Lakers are plus 700. I'm thinking about just, and this is my mixed up brain, because I'm not a big Laker fan. I might bet, I mean, $100 to get $700 for the Lakers for LeBron James and Anthony Davis to win three series to get to the finals, that's.
And when you said $10 to get you 70, right?
Yeah, no, I said 100.
Good
to get
Lord,
me 700.
Gambling money ain't got no home with your place.
Well,
I just
have it sitting in there. It was one of those.
You know what? I don't.
Yeah, I got one of those things. Said deposit 100, so I deposited 100, got 100. So that's 100 free.
If you put your hand up to your ear, you can hear the NCAA tournament still laughing at me via my wagering app. So, yeah, I'm on my little hiatus right now. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm waiting for football to come back.
Can we bet on the draft? Now,
I was thinking
they changed the rulings, the rules or the laws, if you were, that we can, I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, that's it. That's
try to figure out.
Anybody out there?
Pick the top three.
You can hit us up. So we are 2 weeks away from the draft.
Actually, so, 2 weeks from tonight, isn't it?
Yeah. So next week we'll start, and then that following week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, well, actually Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll give our first round picks,
right,
and see who wins the contest to buy beer.
Okay,
sound good.
Sure, I still have a Big Grove gift certificates in my wallet, so
there you go.
Had those for 2 months. Wow.
So odds, not very. You know, they're pretty good odds. We didn't really talk yesterday. The Big Ten got a new commissioner yesterday. And I, for the life of me, cannot think of his name.
That's not a good sign for the Big Ten. No.
But the really funny thing, and what I'll talk about before, until I can get his picture here, the ACC was worried that they were going to come get Jim Phillips. And, man, did they up Jim Phillips. I think they might have upped him enough. And it's the ACC, which, I mean, that's a basketball conference.
Right, exactly.
They upped him up close to what the Big 12 and the Pac 12 were getting. That's a lot of money for pretty much a basketball only. I mean, it's getting better.
Tony Petitti?
Yeah, Petitti. And guess where he's coming from? TV.
I did hear that.
Yep. So you get our commissioner.
You get the Big 12 commissioner that came from an
Jay-Z.
Good. Came from an entertainment group, if you will. Now you've got also entertainment through television. So I mean, I think why not hire the people that got the hand on the rudder? I mean,
who can negotiate themselves.
Exactly, that are immersed in that. So you know what? I that's probably a good deal. That's actually forward thinking for the Big Ten.
Yeah, I thought so.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, that's the really funny thing. The most maligned commissioner during all the COVID and everything was Kevin Warren. And Kevin Warren has now turned that from, you know, getting back in the good grace of the Big Ten.
Right.
And now he just keeps moving up the chain. So that's pretty cool. The other big one today, and somebody sent this to me and I didn't even see it, but it looked like Jim Nance is coming to the rescue of Tony Romo. I guess I missed this. There's Tony Romo hate in calling a football game?
Yeah. It went from being, man, he's a savant, and he knows all this, to they say he lost his zest, if you will, where the excitement, and he was infectious, and you wanted to listen. I enjoyed him.
I do, too.
Because of what he would bring. But for some reason, it lost the flair and went from being entertaining to almost that he was irritable. You know, about how the game was going. But, there was – I don't know if it was that you could put a finger on when he changed his style, but there was some – he went from being all-knowing and insightful to a little bit snippy, lack of a better word.
I mean, and we've loved people that were snippy. I mean, John Madden was snippy.
and then boom, and yeah, exactly. He was just, you felt better watching the game.
Turkey leg. That's all I remember.
There you go, turkey leg.
I guess I never heard that people had some Tony Romo hate.
Well, he had lost the flair of being the dude. You know what I mean? But I think it also because he started out with that. That look behind the curtain attitude, you know, of, okay, oh, they're lining up this. It's going to be a jet pattern this. You got to watch the guy. Look, he's looking over at the secondary. That means he's going to do
this. And people got mad at him for doing that.
Well, but it was
good. The teams got mad at him.
Right, exactly. But it was fun because you got to see behind the curtain. Then that evolution came into the Mannings. The Mannings did the same thing, but then they added some entertainment to the value as well.
And they were doing it for entertainment purposes.
Right.
Tony Romo's not doing this for...
He's doing it as an analysis.
Right. So, interesting.
Right. But it's... Yeah.
He gets maligned for not being a good quarterback either. I don't get that either. I mean, he was a good quarterback. Did he win a Super Bowl? I mean, there's only been like 20 quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls some many, many, many times. Still a good quarterback.
Right. Yeah, I mean, would you put him in the category? Would you like to have a beer with him and talk?
Tony?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
See, exactly.
I'd talk to him about golf. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I think
I want to talk to him about his Skechers money. I mean, that's pretty good money.
That's not bad money either. Not bad shoes either. I mean, that's because I'm getting old. I like it. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing sports your way every day. Right here on 101.1.
There, I was watching KCCI stuff coming through. Would be Friday night. A far northwest Iowa could see flurries again. So
yeah,
it's still
good.
Iowa.
That's good for northwest Iowa.
Still Iowa.
Keep it. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. That was Scott. I'm Steen. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Happy Hour _SS, at Scott Brower _13, and at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. Website, 1700thechamp.com. I haven't got the two shows up yet.
What do you do at night?
Well, no, I can't get on the skimmer page, so I'm
having
to get have these guys help me get reacquainted.
These guys from the radio
that you know we're outsiders, so it's a different world. The Minnesota Twins, you're going to hear that game if you're a Twins fan, and there's a bunch of them out there. It's Twins Yankees tonight. First pitch 6:05. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5:30 Friday, 11:30 Saturday, 11 o'clock on Sunday. So there you go. And the iCubs, we talked about that. It's Mug Club night and Fairway 2-for-1. Stop by Fairway, pick up something, have a receipt. You get 2-for-1 tickets.
I was going to say, you realize that there's probably 50% of the people out there that have, I've got a Fairway receipt in the console of my vehicle.
Exactly. So, you got the first read, my friend.
First read. Northwest Bank, commitments you can bank on. Taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earned the Top Workplace Award for the 8th year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait. Open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitments you can count on. Member FDIC. There you go.
Good job out of you.
Did you hear any more on the Panther caravan?
No, I have not. And I know it was in, I think it was in May. So, I mean, we have time.
Was it May? I thought it was March.
No, it definitely wasn't March.
It was warmer, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We brought the Jeep.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I found this one on here.
Is it going to be at the hall again, you think?
I think so.
Okay.
You know, I like my opinion. I love my opinion.
That's the truth.
You know,
the truth is there.
You know, you need those buttons at home. You know that, right?
Yes. More,
boom, boom, boom,
more
boom.
Than I need here. Okay. What does Florida?
Jen here. Wow. Okay.
Crazy.
Florida. Yes.
24 inches of rain.
It's
a mess down there. Yes. Fort Lauderdale had the worst flooding I've seen since the Nashville flood. A couple people on here. Airport was completely shut down, stranded passengers everywhere. 24 inches of rain fell at the airport. Pure madness.
Man.
That's a lot of rain.
That's
That's 2 feet.
That's a good job. Wow.
That's half a gin.
That's 2 feet, yes. And 4 quarts make a gallon. Okay. Hi. Today on Sports, we're going to talk obvious things.
Obvious things out there. No, that can cause some irreparable. Oh my goodness.
Well, I'm just hoping for a little bit of moisture Saturday. Lawn needs it.
Yeah, grass is about
kickstart.
Ready.
Yeah.
How early? What's the earliest you've ever mowed your grass? You mowed in March before.
No, it's usually first part of April.
I want mine to get tall so I can bag it the first time and then get all the stuff.
I know. It's funny, my neighbors don't know it, but I have I give myself a trophy to be the first one to mow. So I even, go prematurely when we don't need to just to get the lines in the yard. But
it's a cool mine trophy.
Mine is actually really close. Probably we get some rain this weekend. First next week, I will mow.
There you go.
Latest I mowed, the old place on Bell, December 13th. It was gorgeous that one year, 10 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
And remember,
still mowing.
Mowing in December.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
One of the, a couple of big stories today also out there.
A little bit.
Saquon Barkley said he's not going to sign his franchise tag.
I saw that yesterday, yes.
Yeah, and he said, nope. We'll see what season brings. If I decide to come in on the season, I'm in shape. He is Saquon Barkley. He looked like he rolled out of the womb in shape. So,
yeah, but is he still the same Saquon Barkley was 4 years ago?
You know, and that's the problem. That's the problem in football is that's the Benjamin Button. The running backs are the Benjamin Button.
Right.
They get paid. You know, they right when they get ready to have their contract get paid, they're too old to get their contract to get paid.
Right. I mean, that's the Ezekiel Elliott, if you will. You know, he had that one great and then held out, got the money, and now he's not even a Cowboy anymore. No. But
he's the not anybody right now.
Right.
That's the crazy thing.
Right.
That's how much people have devalued the running back position. But the teams that win Super Bowls have running backs that now it doesn't have to be a high priced running back. The Kansas City Chiefs did not have a running back that made over $1 million, I don't think. And was amazing in the playoffs running the football. So who knows what that does. But for Saquon, you know, they use him up. He's already gone through a couple of surgeries. That's tough on a football player.
Yeah. Because it is funny because the name flame seems to burn brighter than what the body allows it sometimes.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. You know, they people were saying, well, Saquon Barkley was a hit and Daniel Jones was a bust. And now when you get there, Daniel Jones is getting paid and he's not a bust.
Exactly.
And Saquon Barkley is not a bust. He's just a running back.
Right.
And that's what they do. And they have
Never thought I'd say that about Derek Thomas, but he just became a running back.
Yep. And my Tennessee Titan dude, Derrick Henry. There's a chance Derrick Henry gets cut.
That's who I meant. I meant Derrick Henry.
You said Derrick Thomas. I was going to say your linebacker. He's a passed away.
Where did that come from?
It's like, hey, it's Jackie Robinson Day, number 13.
Exactly. Man.
See how nice I was, though? I let it go.
There's a cupboard in the back of my brain that just went, where did that come from?
I was going, Derrick Thomas. Okay, that's a good linebacker. That's a good take.
That's a good – Joe Montana.
But he's not alive anymore, so that's it's sad. And now you made me sad.
I'm sorry.
But I did not make fun of you like someone did yesterday.
Well, I'm sorry, though, because you just gave me that look of, well, it's Jackie Robinson Day, and you looked with that stare like, 13?
I had just watched the movie. It wasn't like that number wasn't there.
We talked about sports movies like 30 minutes before. Oh, that 42 is a good movie.
It's a great movie. 13, right. Dan Marino.
Yes, the running back Derek Thomas. Jeez Louise. Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Derrick Henry, or he's going to have to take a pay cut, one of the
yes.
other. That's going to be an interesting squad, and what they do in the quarterback market, and if they do any movement.
Right.
They kind of thought maybe Malik Willis was the answer for Ryan Tannehill. He was not. Ryan Tannehill is not the answer, and that's going to lead me into this next question, because I do not believe that Ryan Tannehill can ever get anybody to the Super Bowl. And one of the big stories that was out there today is, do the Minnesota Vikings have to get rid of Kirk Cousins to get to the Super Bowl? I want your take on it first. You know my take on, do you think Kirk Cousins is, that's a hard, Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
Do you think he is the problem in Minnesota, or do you think they have other problems?
I think they have other problems.
I do too. I don't know. Is he a top 10 quarterback in the league? Probably not. I don't think you get past 15.
Right.
And I guarantee you, and this is going to sound really bad, I guarantee you that if the Miami Dolphins had Kirk Cousins, they'd be ranked higher and be talked about more this year than Tua, because Kirk Cousins hasn't been hurt.
Right. No,
and I think you could go through
that,
a lot of teams.
Valid. That is
a lot
valid.
Of teams that would take Kirk Cousins. And I don't understand the Kirk Cousins hate and the Kirk Cousins hate comes from, he took the tag when he was in Washington because it was Dan Snyder and he didn't trust Dan Snyder,
right?
And he just kept taking the tag, and so they had to keep paying him the money. That's not because of his talent. That's because the way the NFL set it up. But that's why everybody hates him, because he made too much money. But he was taking the money from Daniel Snyder. That's a good thing.
We've got that topic we can talk about here in a little bit, too. Here's the way I look at it. Yes, you can have a quarterback like let's go with Tom Brady. Tom Brady, he's special. He does the things and makes things happen, right?
What number is Tom Brady?
12.
Good job.
TB12. All right, and then you've got Patrick Mahomes. He's special. He makes things happen. He makes the throws and stuff like that. Now let's go to the other end of the spectrum, who is, I will say, a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Right.
Matthew Stafford.
Yes.
Matthew Stafford was a don't make mistakes, execute the drill, and we will be fine, because of we have Cooper Kupp, we have Aaron Donald on the defense. We have other weapons. Your job is to execute the plan and not make mistakes. And you can be a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
I'm going to take you back one step on there, though. Matthew Stafford made Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp didn't make Matthew Stafford. Cooper Kupp was a nobody until Matthew Stafford.
But I think Cooper Kupp was able to go get the ball and make things happen when Matthew Stafford got him the ball.
And I think Matthew Stafford's biggest problem that he had in his career was he was in Detroit for all those years when they weren't any good.
Right.
And he's been injured just like he is right now. I don't even think he can pick his arm up.
I don't think Matthew Stafford was a magician by any means.
Oh no.
I mean
he can fling a ball, but yeah.
Right.
He had no background of winning a big game.
I think Kirk Cousins can sling the ball.
I do too.
I think he has the ability to be a quarterback. He just has to be a mistake-free quarterback.
And then
have the weapons around.
Mistake-free in a big game. That's what gets him. Not a regular season big game, but in the playoffs. But I also think that in some of these playoff losses that they've had, that they haven't had good coaching too. And that's the craziest thing. There was somebody was on Rich Eisen today, and I bookmarked it so we could talk about it. But he's a quarterback guru, and he tries to help these quarterbacks. And he's like, here's the really crazy thing is all these quarterbacks, if you don't have somebody in a quarterback room, so my thing that I always say to you, if you're a young quarterback and you go to a defensive coordinator led coaching staff,
right,
that you're not going to be at the best at what you do because they just don't understand. They want their quarterback to not make mistakes and put their defense in bad light so it doesn't make them look bad. And he also said that if you don't have a backup, a capable backup that can walk these people through, he said all these kids, and he took Anthony Richardson, he took C.J. Stroud, Young from Alabama, and he goes, they don't sit in all these rooms and they don't study film all the time. They have no idea. They're getting stuff yelled at them that this is what they're in. You can't do that in the NFL. And now you're going to throw them in, and most of them are going to go to teams that aren't very good. And then you go, well, see, the quarterbacks are all bust, and they're not all bust, but you have to get them all in the right situation with the right coaching. And it can't be, hey, you have to win games now. It's just, there's nobody that's that good. Patrick Mahomes didn't play his first year. He sat behind Alex Smith, which made Patrick Mahomes such a better quarterback. It got the Cliff Kingsbury gunk off of him, and he learned how to be a quarterback with Alex Smith. And then when all that came down and they were getting ready for that next year, and I don't remember if that was when Alex Smith got hurt when he hurt his leg and he was done. But I think that Andy Reid looked at it and goes, oh, my gosh, this is like my – computer-generated person,
right.
And I actually have him, and he's my quarterback.
Patrick Mahomes, Reed went after him to get him. So he knew...
Absolutely.
He knew that what he wanted out of him, the fact that he actually got out of him, what he expected was...
Dogged him the whole time before the draft. And then people said, okay, that's the last time we listen to Andy Reid. Anytime Andy Reid dogs somebody, I'm picking him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I thought that was funny. But, you know, so Justin Herbert went to the Chargers, didn't go to as good a situation. Joe Burrow went to an offensive coach in Cincinnati where they hadn't been good and turned that team around really quick. Coaching staff, offense, it's just all that. It's so hard for these guys to come in.
I don't put the turnaround on Joe Burrow. I put him as a piece of the process. Yeah. I like their coaching staff.
But Zach Taylor went, my gosh, look what I got.
Exactly. I got a weapon that I can use and I can build upon.
Yeah, that's the really cool part.
Well, I got
but it doesn't happen.
Let's come back and talk. Okay. I got a question about wide receivers in Minnesota in regards to Kirk Cousins.
You got it. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM. 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. B-Styles coming in here at 521. We got a bunch more to talk about. Scott and I'll be right back. Again, happy Thursday. This is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Steen here.
Good here.
Scott's right there. We're bringing sports your way every day. We try. sometimes we get off the sports thing, but we, you know, it's just things that happen. Just so I'm thinking about it, we're talking about Cubs. Randy Wehofer is awesome. He's crazy good.
Oh, absolutely.
And he just sits there because he sits and I go, oh man, I got a baseball question. And he's like, he starts his brain going, okay, he's going to ask me some obscure baseball thing. I'm like, man, it's like I'm 9 years old again looking at baseball cards. You are listening to us live on 1700 The Champ AM 101.3 FM. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steenon Sports, at Scott Brower _ 13, and at Happy Hour _SS. And Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. The Minnesota Twins are playing the Yankees tonight, 6:05. You can't do that while I'm reading.
I'm sorry. My phone is actually blown up tonight with text messages. It's relevant things.
6:05 first pitch, and this segment is going to be brought to you by Palmer Group, an employee-owned company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2023, it's even more daunting. Talk about that. A lot of crazy stuff going on in the job market.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Palmer Group was founded to change the dynamic and focus on both the clients and the candidates to make lives better. The company's motto of getting candidates and companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important or challenging. Currently, over 500 jobs are open on their website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting and finance, admin and customer service, manufacturing, information technology, and mortgage and banking keep the staff and candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what Palmer Group can do for you. I heard
you did one of my reads. What,
I did.
Where
I
am
took,
I going to go now?
I took Palmer Group. You're still
doing DMOS.
I know. Because it's a long read.
But, no, it's not. Double space is big font.
And I can cut it. I can cut it shorter sometimes.
Whatever.
I was talking to someone today, and about a couple of bigger companies in town, and with all the political jargon and everything going around, and all the social issues, they're having employee issues. You know, like, we're going to lose half our employees. If you do this, you're going to lose half your employee. You know, if you take on a new client it's some weird stuff that's going on. And the guy's just like, I just want to get your opinion because I know you. I have it right here.
You know, I like my opinion. I love my opinion.
And he goes, I just want your opinion. I'm like, listen, if you can't have an open conversation with your employees, then they're not really good employees. And you guys are going to find that out. Or, on the other hand, if you have to have them, you're going to have to, you know, bestow a little bit what's the word I'm looking for? You know, you're going to have to back down and not be able to do that.
Well, as someone who has a team that I lead, you have to, oh gosh, it has changed. You're not leading with brimstone and fire like you used to, and you don't lead in fear. There was times that people were, well, I will let half of you go, but there's not a line of people anymore.
No.
And you have to get the most out of an employee that you possibly can. As much as we talk to youth coaches or things like that nature, it's you don't coach now like you used to coach 20 years ago.
You're actually coaching, like, if you have a team of 12, you're coaching four kids.
Right.
And four on each side are doing their own thing.
Right. But you have to find ways to connect.
Yes.
They want to know that you care, that they understand, because sometimes I not to say this about the work, it's not always about the money. I know everybody says this about money, but you give them the ability to, hey, I know we've started for the last 30 years that we started at 7 o'clock in the morning, but you need to drop your kids off. And it's going to be, if you can have an extra half an hour or 40 minutes in the morning to drop your kids off and then come in, and we start your day at 7:30 or 7:45, and that saves you $900 a month because you don't have to have prior to school care.
Right.
Then, okay, we can work through this. Your day just shifted basically from 8 o'clock, you know, from 7 to 3:30. Now it's 8 to 5.
Right.
If you're cool with that, I'm cool with that.
And even if you have to go get your kids and drop them off somewhere, then make it 5:30, and then you're still home at a decent time.
I mean, to
make some concessions on.
Well, it's becoming more and more about, I will do concessions about their time, opposed to It's not just the I'll pay you more money, get it done. It doesn't work. It's the right money for the job. It's the I'm not a fan of this, but it's the work life balance.
Right.
It's sometimes that is an honest thing to talk about. Sometimes that's a crutch. But again, we talked about this with Randy a little bit on how coaching is done right now. It's
totally different. That was a great question you asked him, and a great answer.
The way you know it's you've got to give me the time to talk about my name and get my name up, opposed to, and when we said about pitching, it's 75 pitches. Well, make those 75 pitches the best 75 pitches.
Right.
Not I did my due diligence, did the 75, and now I can be done. They were crap pitches.
Right. And you just got us through two innings, and we wanted you to get through four. Well, or five.
Or six.
Yeah.
If they're good pitches.
Yes.
You even said it. Greg Maddux was mad if he got up to three balls. He's like, what is going on here?
Right.
You know,
the umpires aren't giving me my strikes.
Yeah, exactly. Because that guy could number a finger and finger three, and he'd hit it.
Yeah. No, and it's interesting that, coaching young kids, it has changed. But the one key there, if the kids knew you cared, that was my one thing that I had.
Right.
They knew I cared. And they knew I cared about them.
Well, and yeah.
I wasn't coaching because I wanted people to see me coach. I coached because I wanted.
I watched. Wasn't a lot. Never mind.
Wow.
I was talking basketball.
That's a lot today.
You were great on third base.
No, man. I was great in basketball. Okay. Come on. Wow. Jeez. You're hurting my feelings now.
Oh, we did. Stop it. You were wonderful. You said you had something to go. Okay, actually, I got a couple housekeeping things, if you will,
okay,
with my phone blowing up here. Last night I heard it, and then I just got a text about it again. Evidently, for some reason, on 1700 AM, reception is iffy, in and out. People are having trouble. I don't know if that is a transmitter thing or whatever, but remember, we are on FM 101.3.
Right.
So if you're not getting us properly on the AM channel, make sure you can either stream it, go to 1700thechamp.com, hit the play button, or you can go to
download the app. 1700 the champ
is app. The app working?
Yes,
there is no app.
There is to an app.
All right,
I just had it on there yesterday.
See what I'm doing? It's marketing. The more we talk about, people are going to say, "Is there really an app?" And then they go to it. So
yes.
All right. So the second thing is, someone texted me and said, "What's with the obesity ads? Obesity the ads on in between."
I've never listened to it.
No. Well, it's a type of advertising, if you will, because it comes out as
they're promoting obesity.
If you listen to the commercial, the way they go, it's hey, did you know there's American obesity? And you're like, what are they talking about? But it's done what it needed to do. Somebody just took time to text me and say, what's with the obesity at? Now you go and you start looking at it. There is obviously a problem in America, in the United States. A lot of people are at that 30% more, which is considered obese.
Yes.
So they're just letting people know that it is you heard it, you went, well, what the heck is that all about? Now you're talking about it. So you're,
right.
I think there is actually.
We have a few of those commercials.
There is a .com or whatever, so that it's addressing it as a society that we know we have a problem.
Gotcha. 57-year-old with no prostate. My commercial breaks are restroom breaks. I don't think I listen to commercials. So
let's see. Other thing, as we were going on, as we were talking quarterbacks, because I wanted to get back to Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
Same thing with Matthew Stafford. I said Matthew Stafford was, he just didn't have to make every play. He just had to make no mistakes and then let somebody like a Cooper Kupp become a Cooper Kupp and do the things. Okay, look at,
Justin Jefferson.
Jefferson. That doesn't sound right, is it?
Kirk Cousins.
Justin Jefferson. For Kurt. Okay. Justin Jefferson had an amazing year.
Right, and he had somebody throwing the ball. Now, he made some amazing catches, too.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So Kirk Cousins can be a get the ball to him, have somebody be of a caliber that's going to go get the ball. Cooper Kupp went and got the ball.
Right.
Right?
We got open. He's the best route runner in football.
Right.
Yes.
So
Baker Mayfield could have Cooper Kupp and Justin Jefferson, and Baker Mayfield would still not be a good
that references to someone, Andrew Judd, listening, that was, well, so you're saying Baker Mayfield? No.
No.
Baker Mayfield had the best line. He had two of the best receivers in I mean, he had every tool, and Baker couldn't get it done. Baker is really good at promoting Baker Mayfield.
He's awesome.
He's going to have a lot of money to sit on, but he's not going to have a Super Bowl ring to look at.
He is not. And the thing that I think Patrick Mahomes, I think you can – here's where – I can't believe it's – oh, my gosh, it is music. I can't even say that. It's a tease. Sorry. It's a tease. I'm going to say something about Patrick Mahomes if I can remember through the top of the hour.
I have my own segment there.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Scott and I'll be back. B Styles coming up at 5:21. Don't miss it.